All right, guys.
All right, Eric, everything you guys have been through, because you've been here a long time. You know, what is this feeling like, finally topping these guys after seven straight losses?
It's a great feeling. You know, just winning, period, especially a division game. I mean, that's what we needed right now at this point. So, you know, we're just going to take this win, enjoy it, and then move on to the next one.
When you had the interception at the end, I mean, was there any chance you weren't going to take it out?
I told Marcus in the second quarter and the third quarter, when I get my pick, I'm trying to score. So it was premeditated already. So, yeah.
Where did a performance like this come from? I mean, five interceptions, five sacks. I guess your arch nemesis.
Definitely preparation. You know, we're a close group. We've been around each other for a long time. And, you know, we practice hard. We communicate. We go out to eat together. You know, we play video games together. So, I mean, we just lean on each other and trust each other. So that's how we go out there and do the things that we did today.
Eric, what was this kind of defensive game earlier in the year, like against Green Bay, Denver the first time, Cincinnati? What are you guys doing differently now?
Communicating. And everybody is – we got a great feel for each other. Like, I know what Ron is going to do when he's out there. I know what Sean's going to do. I know what Hussein's going to do. And they feel the same way about me, so – those reps and that chemistry is very big when it comes to being on the field.
How about the first pick? Was it second or third snap of the game? When you get something like that kind of game, how does that lift you guys?
It lifts us up very high, but at the same time, we got to stay focused because it was early on in the game and we still had a lot of time on the clock. So we just tried to keep our composure and just understood that we had a lot of football to play and didn't get too excited. We just kept trying to make plays and taking it one play at a time.
Eric, when they took Manning out of the game, was that a significant thing for you?
I don't know. I was just ready to play. You know, we knew that whoever they brought in was going to try to gun it, and he was going to try to bring the team back. So we were just focusing on putting on the pressure and just making sure we stayed focused on that next snap.
It's not often you see an eventual Hall of Fame quarterback get benched in the middle of the game, but that was nothing.
We couldn't focus on that at the time, to be honest with you. We know what type of team they are, and we've been up on them, and they've came back and beat us in certain situations. So our whole mentality was, look, whoever it is, we're going to come out here and we're going to try to smash them and basically get this dub.
What was different about him today? Did you see much difference?
I don't know. I know what we did. I know what we tried to do, and I know how we prepared for him. So we just believed in each other and believed that we could get it done, and that's what we did. Nah, like I said, we just prepared how we feel like they're going to bring their A game every time. Regardless of who's hurt, who's playing, who's not playing, that's a good squad. So they're going to bring their A game, so we wanted to bring our A game as well.
All right, last one. Eric, in week 8 after the game against the Lions, a lot of players said they had fun winning 45-10. What was this game like? If the Lions was fun, what was today?
It was fun. It was exciting. But I could definitely say this team was focused out there. We didn't get too excited. We didn't get down. We just stayed focused on that play that we were playing. And everybody just leaned on each other and stayed composed and just tried to get it done.